It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. Today is the birthday of American historian Francis Parkman, born in Boston in 1823. From a distinguished Boston family, his father was a prominent Unitarian minister. As a young boy, Frank Parkman was often in poor health and was sent to live with his grandfather, who owned a 3,000-acre tract of wilderness in nearby Medford, Massachusetts. He was sent there in hopes that the more rustic lifestyle would make him more sturdy. In the 4 years he stayed there, Parkman developed his love of the forests, which would animate his historical research. He learned how to sleep outdoors and hunt, and could survive in the wilderness like a true pioneer. He later even learned to ride bareback, a skill that would come in handy when he found himself living with the Sioux Indians. Parkman enrolled at Harvard at age 16. In his second year, he conceived a plan that would become his life's work. In 1843, at the age of 20, he traveled to Europe for 8 months in the fashion of the Grand Tour. He made expeditions through the Alps and the Apennine Mountains, climbed Vesuvius, and lived for a time in Rome, where he befriended passionist monks who tried unsuccessfully to convert him to Catholicism. Upon graduation in 1844, he was persuaded to get a law degree, his father hoping such study would rid him of his desire to write history. It did no good, and after finishing law school, Parkman fulfilled his great plan. His family was dismayed at his choice for a life's work, since his time writing histories of the American wilderness was considered ungentlemanly. Serious historians would study ancient history, or after the fashion of the time, the Spanish Empire. Parkman's works, including the Oregon Trail, became so well received that by the end of his lifetime, histories of early America had become the fashion. Theodore Roosevelt dedicated his 4-volume History of the Frontier, The Winning of the West, to Francis Parkman. He was elected a Fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in 1855, and 10 years later he was elected a member of the American Antiquarian Society. Parkman's accomplishments are all the more impressive in light of his suffering from a debilitating neurological illness which plagued him his entire life and which was never properly diagnosed. He was often unable to walk, and for long periods he was effectively blind, being unable to see but the slightest amount of light. Much of his research involved having people read documents to him, and much of his writing was written in the dark or dedicated to others. Parkman died at age 70 and is buried at Mount Auburn Cemetery in Cambridge. His work has been praised by historians who have published essays in new editions of his work by such Pulitzer Prize winners as C. Van Woodward, Allen Nevins, and Samuel Eliot Morison, as well as by other notable historians including Mark Van Doren and David Levin. Famous artists, including Thomas Hart Benton and Frederick Remington, have illustrated Parkman's books, and numerous translations have been published worldwide. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 16th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.